Perhaps with the South Australian state election coming up in under a month, disability policies and issues are high on the campaign agenda. South Australia is the only state with a Member of Parliament with a disability, so it's seen as a forerunner for disability representation. South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill and State Opposition Leader Stephen Marshall joined Dignity for Disability Leader Kelly Vincent in a public disability forum in Adelaide's Town Hall today to debate on the various issues and concerns around disability. Emily Erickson was at the forum.
There is little doubt in 10 years' time the disability world will be vastly different.
That's Chair of the Intellectual Disability Association of South Australia, David Holst, who was speaking at the Disability Speaks public forum in Adelaide earlier today. Included on the agenda was the National Disability Scheme, housing and care issues, as well as what effect the state government decisions will have on a national scale. But Mr. Holst says there is no one solution to cater for everyone with a disability.
Everybody's looking for a different answer because their problems are different. There is 20,000 people with severe and multiple disabilities in South Australia, plus their families, plus their carers, plus their workmates. And we know there's been a big community outcry for the last 10 years wanting action. And I guess today we're hoping there's going to be some genuine positive outcomes.
On a national scale, do you think that each state should look at upping their representation in Parliament just to see if that could really increase the national scheme and policies?
There are actually countries in the world where it is legislated that there needs to be some people in Parliament with disabilities. Now, I'm not sure we should go that far, but certainly we should have parties that are nominating candidates for winnable seats with disabilities, because having people in Parliament with disability changes the balance, changes the life experience. Kelly's done a fantastic job, and she's been an ornament to the South Australian Parliament, and the more people like her we get in, the better it is for everybody.
Leader of Dignity for Disability Kelly Vincent has released her party's 8-point disability policy for the upcoming state election, with a key concern being the high-risk disability crisis waiting lists.
The people on this list are the finest men homeless or at immediate risk of homelessness, or self-harm and harm to others.
Amy Park is running as candidate for Dignity for Disability in the seat of Hyson. She has seen firsthand the struggles of people with a disability in the education system, and she hopes to see a more unified approach to disability issues by the government.
Between Jay Weatherill and Stephen Marshall, we'll see some different opinions given disability, but I think what we need to see is this more sort of bipartisan approach in that, you know, parties work together to help those living with a disability so that we see a more accessible and accepting future for people. I went to school with someone who suffered from cerebral palsy and she's finding now that she can't continue into TAFE because a lot of the courses are practical based and she's not able to actually complete them, and so she's struggling to sort of continue, which means that she won't be able to enter our workforce, which is obviously a huge issue for her.
Premier Jay Weatherill says the future looks bright for disability funding.
$123 million in 2002, 2018-19, $1.5 billion. That is an extraordinary achievement. Some people might say that's just money. Well, in disability services, money counts. Money equals dignity because it provides the services and the capacity for people to control their life.
State Opposition Leader Stephen Marshall says it's important communities around the country recognise the skill and capabilities of people with a disability.
There is an enormous capacity, there's an enormous contribution that people with a disability can make to our work environment, as well as our social environment. People living with a disability have all the same aspirations and dreams and objectives we all have. The problem is that people living with a disability also have plenty of barriers to them. I think that our role as legislators in the South Australian Parliament is to do everything that we possibly can to improve the opportunities that are open to people living with a disability in South Australia.
That's South Australian Opposition Leader Steve Marshall, ending that report by Emily Erickson.